on FM 100.3. The Fan, your home for the Vikings, family, fun, and everything that's funky and fun, as we now are joined by new Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. Nice enough to join us. Rick Goslin, the Goose, says hello. He might come over here and say hello to you.
Where is Rick? We have an annual breakfast. Whoops. We have an annual breakfast on Sunday morning here at the Combine.
You do? Oh, he'll find you.
Looking forward to seeing him.
Greg Cosell's here. You get Norv Turner around here, former head coach of the San Diego Chargers, coordinator with Cleveland, won Super Bowls with Dallas, and all of a sudden people are saying, we need the director of security, Kim Clawarder, to establish a perimeter right now. We're drawing more of a crowd than Spielman.
It was hard to get here. I had to put my phone to my ear and fake talk as I walked through the stadium.
Right. Well, congratulations on the opportunity. It was a treat chatting with you yesterday at the airport in Minneapolis, then subsequently here. And what excites you most about this opportunity from what you know now, Norv?
Well, this league is about people. And I think the people in the Viking organization are outstanding. I have a history with Rick Spielman. I have a history with Coach Zimmer. We've butted heads a number of times, and it's never been easy. And, he creates a real problem for offenses, and, that's something we try to do on the other side. And I think there was a mutual respect there, so
yeah.
It was a perfect fit for me.
And last year, you as offensive coordinator for Cleveland, you're going from Brandon Whedon to Brian Hoyer to Jason Campbell. You know it's very uncomfortable not knowing what your quarterback situation is on a weekly basis. Zimmer is going to the playoffs with that Cincinnati defense, so he was a little more squared away until they lost Geno Atkins and Leon Hall. Long story longer, how'd you guys do against each other last year, Norv Turner versus Mike Zimmer?
Well, we split. We actually beat them in Cleveland and had a good game, and we played good defense in the game and had opportunities on offense, and then they got after us pretty good down there in Cincinnati. It was not a fun day for the Cleveland Browns.
Is it a challenge to better acclimate Adrian Peterson into the passing game? I mean, I heard you on the Fan within the last couple of weeks with Dan Barrero, and paraphrasing, you said my backs generally catch 50 or 60 a season. That'd be fantastic around here.
Well, I would expect Adrian to catch 50 or 60 balls, and some of that depends on situations and how the game's going, what you're doing. My preference is to get the ball up the field to the wideouts and tight ends, and one of the things that happens when you do a lot of that, you see coverages that take that away, and people
right.
drop them deep, and Emmitt Smith made a living catching short passes. Ricky Williams catch a short pass, and I always tell him short pass, long run. There's nothing wrong with that,
you know.
So, part of that is getting the quarterback to be disciplined enough, and then you don't have to have a lot of extravagant routes for the running back, because, as I said, when that coverage presents itself that way, they're pretty easy throws.
And Norv, certainly not to knock the previous regime in any way, but Greg Jennings, established veteran, Cordarrelle Patterson caught fire second half of the season, almost ran himself to the Rookie of the Year award. Meanwhile, I've just always felt when healthy, there's more in Jarius Wright. It's when his conditioning was good and it seemed like he was implemented in the game plan from the slot spot, he would make an impact. He put a double move on Richard Sherman at Seattle that was impressive. He got by somebody, maybe Dre Kirkpatrick in Cincinnati. And do you see anything in Jarius Wright that's been underutilized?
I would never get into it in terms of underutilized, overutilized, whatever, because as we've talked, there's a lot of circumstances that go into the decisions you make. But Jarius Wright has got outstanding upfield speed, and he can run by people, and he did it in the instances. I was impressed, like you, of the plays you're talking about, and the move he made on Richard Sherman is a big time move, and the pass was an outstanding pass. So no question, he's a guy that fits in the style of the receivers that I've been around, and that change, his great change of direction, and he's got great upfield speed.